It is Good Morning NoCo, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host, Angel Padilla doing a phenomenal job back behind that glass today, doing the production work, and Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range weather meteorologist, with us here this morning. Codes, let's start first by talking about the time change. Tell us why, and tell us what you think about it.
Well, I like the time we're in now, and I just wish they would leave it alone.
Like standard time.
I like standard time a lot more.
Why?
I'm pretty selfish for my reasons, but the biggest one is all the forecast model data I look at to make my forecast comes in an hour sooner now.
Mm.
So I don't have to wait until late morning to put out forecasts or wait late at night to see what the model trends have done throughout the day. I get it an hour earlier. So it's one of the reasons why I like going back.
So basically it's because the day is starting when it's supposed to start.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Brian's right on the
selfish.
Head, man. Yep.
Thank you.
Because
Brian
understands.
Selfish.
You're both selfish.
Brian
and this
understands.
Is,
yes,
though,
I do.
The
Absolutely.
Majority of people like daylight saving time. You guys are like, no, because it's better for me. I want it this way.
Well, and I've...
Why do you think others feel the other way?
Because they're
spot on.
Smart, educated people.
Spot
As
on.
I've always said, like I said earlier, just because there's more of them doesn't mean they're right.
Exactly.
In this case, it does. what would happen to the...
Okay.
To this, thank you. What would happen to the sunrise and sunset times if we stuck with this time?
It'd be different.
So... Please don't encourage him. Please don't encourage him. Cody, right here. Teapot, off the kettle.
Well done, Brian.
What would happen during the summer months if we left it in standard time right now?
Well, so an easy reference point, go to the Greeley Stampede. I mean, when the ceremony starts at 7 p.m. and we're doing our call, the sun is out and brightly shining, and it doesn't go down till like, what, 9:30?
Yes, right.
Almost 10 o'clock. The sun would just set an hour sooner.
So it'd be 8:30.
So it'd be 8:30.
What time would the...
The math is mathing.
He is doing
the
so good.
The math is mathing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
So the sunrise...
Marriage helped.
So,
mm-hmm.
What time does the sun rise in June? What time does the sun come up in June?
Early in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, it seems to start at
5:30 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So the sun would come up at 4:30, then 4, then 3:30. That's what we
which
would
is not a bad into. Which is not a bad thing because, you know, farmers and ranchers are up at the butt crack of dawn anyway. So you want to get things done early before the heat of the day kicks in. You're just going to do it an hour sooner.
Show me the math where the sun's going to come up at 4 something.
Because it comes up at 5 something when we're in daylight saving time. So we take that away, we'd be an hour earlier.
I don't think you're right.
Am I right?
Well,
it's okay to agree with me on this one, Cody.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's earlier, it's but earlier. I don't think
or
it's.
Not, yeah. I don't know if it would be that much.
That's
earlier,
what I'm
though.
Saying.
What?
Okay. Does anybody have the ability to Google what time is the average sunrise in June?
Yes, I'm doing that.
All right, you're doing that right now.
Yes. What time does the sun come up in June?
Yes.
5:33 a.m., June 26th.
Mountain time?
Yes. Yes.
So that would put it in the, like, 4-something range. Yeah. Well, okay.
Between 4:30 and 5.
That's what I'm just saying. You're going to get it on one end or the other. Like
my point exactly.
Right, but then on the weekends you can at least sleep in and the sun's not out. You can sleep till 8 or something like that and sleep for an hour.
You can sleep till 5:30?
Oh, my God.
Blackout drapes.
Seriously.
Last time I checked.
Now you're making the same argument for standard time that you were making. I don't know. I'm confused. I hate this. I hate this conversation.
That's the part that just
so
gets
much.
You is you still can't figure out what time you're supposed to be somewhere.
Right.
Neither can you.
Okay.
Because you
well, that did. You showed me
the
there. Yeah.
So what's the earliest sunrise? What day is it?
Well, it's right around the time that you quoted because that's the summer solstice. It's June 21st. That's the longest
it's when the days
day of
are
the year.
Long. Yeah.
And then they start getting shorter going into July.
See, there is no more sunlight or less sunlight, as I try to say during this. It's just the clocks change. The amount
yep.
of it is what you're going to get.
Exactly.
It makes no difference.
Yep. The amounts do not change. Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to. I have this pulled up here. I was trying to find. So June 13th and 14th, they said was the earliest at 5:33 a.m. Yeah. So 5:33. So we'd be back to 4:33, and instead of an 8:25 p.m. sunset, it'd be a 7:25 p.m. sunset.
There you go.
Are there more people up and at them at 7:25 p.m. or 5:30 a.m.?
I'm calling bullcrap on that 7-something sunset.
What are you...
Well, because, look, no, it's dark till like...
It's just math, dude. No, June 13th, the sunrise was 5:33 a.m. The sunset was 8:24. If we didn't have this daylight saving time, it would be 4:33 sunrise, 7:24 sunset.
Okay, what about the people on the East Coast?
I finally proved my point to him. He's like, what about this?
Well, no, I know when I go to visit North Dakota during the summer, say I'm there over the 4th of July, it's light till after 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's too late for it to be light.
No.
What would be wrong with it going to 9?
Because what time did the sun come up when you were there?
I don't know. I was sleeping.
No, that's what I thought. Codes, let's talk about the weather, my friend.
Wake me up when you guys are done, okay?
Oh, we're never going to be done with this one.
No.
I can guarantee that two of our poll questions every single year will be, what do you think about the time change?
Yes, they will.
And it will be an argument as old as time. Mm-hmm. Cody Wilson, Denver Furrange weather meteorologist. What do we got on the docket for weather this week, my friend? I know last Friday you were talking about possible cold front and things moving in later this week. How's that looking now?
So we've gone from possibility to certainty. We are getting a cold front on Wednesday. Well, we're going to go from the 70s to the 40s, like we saw a state trooper on the freeway.
You've been waiting to use that one?
Those little
buggers
hide behind the overpasses. I see you.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be in the low 70s today and tomorrow. When you get the jet stream oriented from east to west and it blows across the mountains, we get these spectacular sunrises and sunsets. But you don't want to be in an airplane because the mountain waves create some awful turbulence. I've had pilots and passengers message me saying it's as bad as they've seen it here in quite a while, coming in and out of Denver the last couple of days. So expect that to continue today and continue into tomorrow. And then the front plows through during the day on Wednesday, and we're going to drop into the 40s for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll eventually recover into the low 50s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we might crack 60 if we're lucky going into the first part of next week. But
now we're talking
back where we should be this time of the year.
Talk to me about precipitation along with this cold front.
We're probably going to see some banded areas of snow, some snur up in the mountains. The models really aren't impressed with the amount of moisture with this cold front. It's going to be moving through pretty fast, but some rain and snow showers with the frontal passage wouldn't surprise me at all. For people that are susceptible to barometric pressure changes, you're probably going to want to take some precautions tomorrow and going into Wednesday.
What type of ailment does that affect?
It triggers migraines.
Oh, it does.
People with arthritis.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's astonishing how many people suffer from barometric pressure changes, and it triggers all sorts of symptoms and inflammation in the body. It's astonishing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barometric pressure babies. If
hate
women
those.
Are
well,
9 months,
those ones,
I hate those. Yeah.
I don't mean to. That
I had one
so
before
bad.
I came over here.
I wasn't meaning that.
But I think it was twins. But
I was talking about because this.
Oh,
is why
yeah, right.
Cows
right, I got
always
right.
Calves storms
during storms.
In.
I gotcha.
It's never like 60 degrees. They're like,
right.
Oh, we've got 10 new
10
baby
new
calves.
10 new baby calves.
No. It's going to be -30 with a lot of wind chill,
exactly.
And that's when they're going to calve.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's what I was talking about. To be clear,
I gotcha.
Continue on.
We're on the same page now. But no, ahead of the cold front, you'll see a sharp drop in the barometric pressure. And then as soon as the front comes through, the barometric pressure skyrockets. So that large fluctuation in pressure, women have been known to go into labor early because of that barometric pressure change.
Well, I hope I have this baby soon.
Same.
That would be great.
Yeah, it felt great. This morning,
but not a whole lot of precip.
Not a whole
this,
lot
so
of precip, unfortunately. Just cold, windy, rain and snow showers. That'll clear out, and we'll just be much colder.
So, and we'll get to some texts. If you texted in earlier, I apologize. We were having some technical difficulties, so we got lots of texts to get to here. Still to come here on Good Morning NoCo. Talk to me about the precip levels overall and our drought forecast, because we have certainly been dry to start off this change of season.
Yeah, and despite how dry we've been, we're still in no drought here along the Front Range in the Eastern Plains.
Really?
Surprising.
Still in no drought. Where you're going to see the drought monitor start ticking up is in southwest Colorado. The San Juans, the San Luis Valley, Sangre de Cristos.
They weren't fortunate enough to get a lot of the moisture that we got.
They were not.
During the winter of this year, right?
Well, they got annihilated last winter, which was the polar opposite of what the climatology forecast was supposed to be. So they had, despite the ample amount of snow that they got last winter, it was a very dry spring and summer if you were west of the Continental Divide. So that's why the drought monitor is showing moderate to exceptional drought in southwest Colorado, but that's the only place you're going to find it.
You know, we got to ask Cody every single time that you're in until we're living it. What's your long range forecast looking like for the winter months still to come?
So the National Center for Atmospheric Research, NCAR, which is in Boulder, has this supercomputer, if you will, that is forecasting what they have termed a super El Nino. Super El Nino is when the sea surface temperatures along the equatorial Pacific are not just above average, but well above average. And that's only happened three times in the last 75 years. And every single time we've had what they call a super El Nino, our snowpack in Colorado, not only along the Continental Divide, but Front Range, Eastern Plains, has been well above average. And usually we see a slow start. So October, November, December, it takes a while for the weather pattern change to get going. We'll see, you know, spatters of rain and snow here and there like we did right before Halloween. And then after the first of the year, all bets are off.
Really? That's when you think it's going to start
getting
early? Yeah,
that's really when I think we'll get sucker punched, is after the first of the year.
Seems like that's always later and later.
I know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
With El Nino, does it not cold temperatures a lot of the time, right?
Is no.
it moderately warm? But is that, Cody, because of what we just talked about, where the sample size that you're looking at includes November and December, where we're going to be warmer, obviously, because we're not having any precip, and then when it does hit, then it's going to be, the temperatures are going to drop along with the storm.
Yeah, that certainly factors into it, but also if you look at El Nino, that brings a lot of our heavier, wet storms into Colorado, because it's really hard to get a lot of moisture out of the clouds when it's so cold. You know, there's a wives' tale that it's too cold to snow at one point, which is absolutely not
true. I've always heard that.
Yeah, it's not true. I've seen it snow below zero here in Colorado. It's not true. But the colder it gets, the atmosphere loses its ability to retain more and more water. So if you want to get these big four-corner lows type storms here in Colorado, it needs to be warmer. You need to be mid to upper 20s, maybe even the low 30s, right around the freezing mark, so that the dendritic growth zone in the atmosphere, it's just basically where all the snowflakes are formed in the atmosphere. You want that to be as deep as possible, and what that usually indicates is you need warmer temperatures, and you get that in an El Nino pattern. You don't get that with La Nina very often. So
very good. 9:51 the time. Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range weather meteorologist. Look for that cold front coming through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but not a whole lot that should alter a lot of plans. Codes, appreciate it. Make sure you check out Cody the Weather Guy podcast on 1310KFK.com as well as follow him on Facebook, Denver Front Range Weather. Codes, appreciate it, my friend.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
All right, 9:51 the time. Brian's got to run as well, so I'll come back and wrap it up next.